Wait, kids, hold on. Let me just write that down, man.
What? Yo.
Either way, an act win. I'm just thinking of like.
Yo, by the way, okay.
Titles and whatnot. Saying, either way.
It's the left footed
error.
Bro, deeper. Every candidate is a lefty, fam.
Even Rafinha.
Rafinha's lefty, bro.
Saka.
Okay.
No, okay. All right.
The lefty, man.
Ballon
d'Or contenders.
Yeah. Ballon d'Or.
Fam, if we won Champions League.
If we won this, you were nothing.
You know what?
Benched, a 14 HQ original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.
Let me big up my boy, man. It's the Bench Podcast, man. It's episode 162, man, them, I think, if my memory serves correct. I've got my, listen, you guys have already heard, man. I got Kiz back. Kiz, what are you telling me, my boy?
Alhamdulillah, I'm surviving.
Yeah.
The biggest night of my life is happening this Sunday. It's Wednesday.
Tottenham,
yeah. That's how I know it's a dead competition. It's like midweek. Midweek cup final. What the hell is that?
You can't even get lit.
Kiz, Tottenham. Talk to me about that one, just quickly.
I think they're going to win.
Think they're going to win?
Yeah, I don't. I'm not. I'm scared. I'm sure. I genuinely think. It's not even that thing. I'm genuinely like.
You're the king.
I don't know. I know I might be the king of that, but this isn't. This ain't one of them. I was telling you that, like, yo, if Casemiro don't score or Bruno don't score, I don't know how we score.
Okay, well, we'll hold that thought, kids, because I've got another guest inside of me. Well, not a guest. This is residency we're talking about. Hassam, he's coming from the left mid today, Hassam. Yeah? Coming in with a little,
I'm in, man.
Little Damien Duff vibes, you know them ones?
I just thought I'd make an appearance, man, because, you know, league champions, I have to just represent my club, obviously. You know,
do you know what? Congratulations right to Liverpool. I've congratulated Bobby, and I've done my customary little bit of pepper, a little bit of salt.
You did your God of Honor.
But I gave him yeah, do you know what I mean? Yeah, I gave Bobby a God of Honor in the pub, so we gotta give Huss one as well. Congratulations, league champions. How you feeling about how would you sum up Liverpool's season?
I thought you guys were gonna clap.
No. Kids, would you have clapped?
Well, no.
If I clapped,
no,
clapped.
No.
You might have clapped in it.
You, because that's your thing, innit? You better do the clapping of God of Honor. I don't do that.
And then we beat them. Kids. I got T in the building, 5'5" of excellence. You know what I mean?
Cheers, 5'2" max.
The man behind the cam.
That says hot chocolate.
Telling me my boy T's inside. Everybody's inside, man. It's one game before the season finishes. We're on game week 37. Everyone's just played. Apart from some of the ones.
Wait, it ended for us like 3 games ago.
Yeah. Season's over. So we thought, you know what, let's do a little team of the year, man. I know obviously candidates have been put out. You've seen on the socials, you've seen young player of the year candidates, you've seen player of the year candidates. Any shouts, Wiz? Any shouts for player of the year this year? Are we looking past anyone other than Mo Salah, the obvious?
Is it only Prem?
Prem.
I'd say him or Van Dijk, yeah.
Prem.
I think Van Dijk has been the best defender in Europe.
In Europe, fair enough.
In Europe, yeah. So, as in this season.
I'm thinking.
Also, can I just say, best comeback for a setback of all time? You might be counting him, okay, for still being good, okay? But just not being him, yeah, get me? And he came back and said, yeah. What's this?
It's a better comeback than Harry Maguire.
Harry Maguire's in a cup final, to be fair.
But genuinely, like not because like hit levels, but
European
but, like,
cup.
Yes. But like they were saying that like yes. he was getting death threats.
Yeah, no. Do you know why? For going from the third in the Ballon d'Or, I think it was the first, second, okay, that year, 2019 or 20, right? From going to that, okay, to then people being like he's getting spun up, which he wasn't, by the way. He never was, right? Okay, cool. And then he just wasn't playing as good as what he was, which is still better than 90%.
But he did get spun though sometimes.
He didn't. All right. And then to do that, to then come back and win the league, okay, with that defense, especially between September and Feb, incredible.
It's a good year.
We get it, Hush. You love Van Dijk, man. How do you feel about Trent?
Oh, that's actually.
Which you have to be more specific.
How do you feel about his departure? How do you feel about the Liverpool fans and
booing him
to it? What side of the fence are you on in that regard? I seen Paddy Pimblett. You man see the UFC fighter, Paddy Pimblett. Yeah. He was breaking down Trent's thing a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
So I just want to know what your stance is.
I'm kind of in like a boring stance in like the middle here. It's like my Liverpool side of me is like I wish he's, obviously, I want him to stay. Like, I wish he could stay. I wish he could stay forever. There's a lot of players that I wish they could stay, you know what I'm saying? But obviously, with him, he's a local lad and all of that. So I do wish that he could have been here for a lot longer.
Because he embodies the whole thing.
He embodies everything. And even when he does, like, a pass or he scores a goal, or even, like, with the social team, with the families, everything, he's always been lively, bro. He's always been there. It means something to him, right? So... with all of that, yeah, I'm heartbroken. Like, I'm generally, but if we're talking about, like, in a consumer way, right? Do I wish that he left on better terms that where he can get us a deal? 100%. Okay, Coutinho, you know, if he did that, he signed an extension just so then we can get paid for him leaving 6 months later.
Yeah.
So like I don't see why that couldn't have, you know, been done. I think that makes his exit a bit more sour. I feel like if he did that, I think people would be a lot, not happier, but they'd be a lot more
cordial,
content with the sitch. But having played all season, doing celebrations like this and kissing the badge and doing, and he might mean all those things, but doing all that and then to say, all right, cool, I'm dipping for free, is a kind of a mad thing. So yeah, so that's my stance. I'm angry with him, but I'm also extremely grateful for everything that he's done, the fucking memories and, you know, everything that's happened. I wouldn't boo him.
Yeah. I was gonna say, would you? Was that
like? I wouldn't boo him. I would stand on the memories that I held, but the moment that he puts on a Real Madrid shirt, I'm booing him.
Yeah, yeah. Best.
Up until he leaves that door, I'm gonna stand on the good times.
That's boring but fair, and I fully understand your stance.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I hear it. Kiz, we'll give you a couple minutes now, man. So you can...
why?
He's looking very forlorn. He's got a cup final, to be fair. He's got the European Cup final, got the Europa League final. But you're saying that you're not really all that confident on you guys coming away with a result on Wednesday night. What's going on over there? It's Tottenham, boy.
So it stems from the fact that I feel like Prem teams, currently, we're just... well, 17th, like you've been saying, isn't it? We're just not good against Prem teams. Spurs have already beaten us 3 times this season already.
I was literally, you beat me to it. I was about to go look at the record.
But yeah. One thing I would say about that, I spoke to you earlier, was the last time we actually played them, they scored from a corner. Oh, yeah. And we actually like played fantastic that game. I don't know how we didn't win it.
Yeah, but what I said to him was, what's changed? Because like, you can have 12 chances, but still have the same striker, Sam. You get me? Like, like, what's changed, bro? You get me? So why are you... why is he now going into it like, oh,
that could be a thing?
Yeah, that we're gonna score
well.
The past 3 weeks, okay, your top goal scorers have been Harry Maguire and Casemiro.
Because is he a striker, by the way?
Because first of all, respect on his name, please. Okay.
That's not even shade. Is he a striker? Is he doing a Marino?
He might, he might even be a winger. You know,
he's doing a Marino.
Oh my god!
You see the one he whipped?
Days. Yeah. But Armour's back, so there's that. Yeah, that's our one.
He's tidy, man. Tidy feet. He's a good player.
He's tidy, yeah, but I genuinely think, if he played in any era of a Man United team pre-2000 and pre-13, he's not getting no team.
Do you know why? Because Cristiano Ronaldo was a right winger then. But
no, he said 2013.
For 2-3 years, bro. So from pre-2013.
Oh, so you mean after 2013?
I don't think he's better than Nani.
Okay, he's better than Nani.
Nani's cold,
he is.
Bro.
Nani is cold. Ooh. Nani is cold, but he's better than Nani.
He's got better than Nani.
He is.
Already you're giving him better than Nani.
Nani was always a backup player and he had one season.
You keep saying that, okay? Ronaldo, he wasn't there for 10 years, you know? He was there for like 2-3 years, fam.
No, but like, Nani wasn't like, Nani was good, but he's not better than Ahmad.
I just think you're overrating him because you're watching a shit team.
All right, listen, you know what? You know what I'm doing? I'm going to let you have that because there's an edit currently going around of people talking down on Ahmad. silence, he silenced them.
I'm not saying he's bad, but
you've been in the hemisphere, kids. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Do you know why? That it was incredible. Shout out SDS, because it was them. It was Ilyas, and he looked directly at the camera, and he went, Ahmad's got nothing about him that makes it special. And then, ready? We saw that run against City, against them, man. It's not. Ahmad is cold.
Sometimes you roll the dice, you get it wrong.
Yeah. But yeah, back to your main point. Yeah, I'm shook. Yeah. And I'll tell you right now, I want to say this now. Regardless of him winning that game or not.
Ooh, the gaffer.
Yeah.
Ooh, the gaffer.
If by September, so I'm going to give him August a little bit.
I love it. Yeah? Carry on.
If by the end of September, I don't see an improvement in that team, brother, get out.
Fantastic.
Do you know what?
We got it right
there. You know what I love about Kizzy? Yeah? It's like his opinion, yeah, always sounds like he's actually in the boardroom.
Okay, he goes, Bollywood, bro. Sick.
Yeah. I'm not impressed.
Bollywood Kiz.
He does. He's got to us at the September, and then I'm joining that brigade of Amrim out, and we're looking for a new manager.
Bollywood Kiz, man. Bollywood Kiz.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I hear it, though.
How do you feel about getting a top four?
Top four, great, man. Great.
It's good, man.
A lot of injuries, a lot of suspensions.
Some turbulence, man.
I think the last 2 years where we've been a good team competing, we haven't really had like...
any trophies?
This amount of injuries or this amount of red cards or this amount of turbulence throughout the season that has us stuttering and drawing games and what have you and these kind of things. We have had injuries to maybe Saliba at a crucial time or one player at a crucial time, but not like 2, 3, 4 of them where we don't have a striker where we're playing our six up top. Going on Champions League runs and these kind of things. So in that aspect, Champions League, we done better than we did last year or the year before when we were in the tournament as well. We got knocked out early. In the league, okay, we haven't won the league and we've fallen well short of it because of all the turbulence we've had domestically. But we'll get over it, man. We're still here. We've still got a great base and we've got a new sporting director now. He's looking to spend some money in the summer. So we'll see if we can get some players and just build on what we have because we've got a good base. We just need the attackers.
My thing was like this whole new sporting director thing. I thought you man adored your
a lie?
Previous one.
He's an invincible,
I didn't think that was an issue. No. As in like business wise, you get me? Because the whole narrative of the all for nothing thing was that you had a good new team now, right? That was gonna go ahead and which. But by the way, they've done a job because Arsenal were ass.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eighth twice. Them men are dropping us out of Big Six chat and all of that. Trying to put Leicester in there and that.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, so he's done something, right? So it's like, is the excitement for the new sporting director not because Edu done bad, but because there's like a next step?
I think both. I think Bert is more proven because he done his thing at Atletico.
Of course, yeah.
And when we really like dissect Edu's thing, he weren't really doing the best of jobs, man.
Really?
Bro, I'm hearing he's missed out on Kvaratskhelia. He's brought us this market. Remember that Marquinhos suit? He tried to do another 5 million thing like he done with Martinelli, try to find another gem. He went to Norwich. He went to Europe. I ain't seen him again. We see a man like Fabio Vieira. He has two good games. He's gone off on loan to Porto. We don't see him. Nothing's happening with him. There's certain things that we can break down where like he hasn't done the best of deals. He's brought us good stuff, but
who's he brought, by the way?
Oh man, you're getting deep in.
No, as good. That's good.
Help me out, team.
So Rice,
help me out, team. Rice, the likes of Partey, Martinelli,
Saliba, Gabriel. Okay, those two. Yeah,
you understand.
So
isn't that like a better ratio then?
Yeah, the most of your team has been him.
But then we can also look for improvement. So we can also eliminate or lower some of those bad choices so it doesn't match up and even out and make the whole thing a bit redundant.
Do you get rid of the sporting director or do you rejig your
team,
scouting team?
I think you get rid of the sporting director.
That's tough, bro.
Is that because it's...
You can't get you that many wins, bro, and almost get two leagues. Do you get me? Because we can like feet also troll, but you're
literally there.
Yeah.
It's right. Brutal, you know, man. It's brutal from the top right down to on the pitch. If you have a bad two games, you're out the team.
I genuinely wouldn't change the sporting director in this scenario. In this scenario, I would look at what was done right with the choices that were made and that did bank, like obviously, you know, Steve, blah, 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 and then see what kind of formula can be replicated across that. That's also me speaking in a naive tone because they might.
I feel you.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, I feel
like,
you.
They might have done that and then it just like not work.
So. I think the way I'm looking at it is, I don't really have a lot of information on this or anything, but I'm just, this is my speculation. It's either the manager or the sporting director. And I think they've banked on the manager over the sporting director. And then you've brought one from Atletico that's been doing his thing.
Yeah.
It's a lot of the reason why a lot of Arsenal fans might not want Arteta because he just doesn't have the experience. If we get rid of him and get a Luis Enrique in, let's say, for example, obviously his thing is tied up, but something like that.
Yeah.
That's what that's probably why we was calling for Allegri for time, because he was doing his thing at Juve, doing his thing, but, you know, is what it is. I think they've either...
So then would you give Arteta one more year?
Well, yeah, he's going to get time now while this guy does his thing.
But how long will he get? How long is that time?
Yeah.
Probably a year. Probably this season.
Yeah. See something.
And if we're like, it's got to end good next season. It's got to end good. Because then after that, he's not going to get a lot of time. One bad run, you're gone in October type of thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Let's say it ends the same way it's ended now. Like second semi-final champs, blah, blah, right? But obviously, like, no actual cups. Then what?
It's difficult because it's like, that will now be going on, what? Will that be now four or 5 years being a team that's literally there and kept it consistent. You either go up one or you drop drastically. It's a very precarious position where we're at. I would like, the fans would like, the players would like, everyone would like an end goal, a trophy. And after that, then it's like, oh, did the players now start to not believe? Do they get on the phone to their agents, go, yo, get me that Real Madrid, yo, get me that Inter, get me that... Do you understand? If there's no end goal, if there's no trophy, then everyone will stop believing or like that belief in the process or whatever will wane, and then that creates problems and what have you.
Yeah.
So hold on, you didn't actually answer the question yet. So
I fully did.
So you'd sack him?
I don't know about sacking. I don't know about sacking, but like this year he's really on the clock. I guess it depends, man. It depends how the year goes. It depends how the year goes, what happens. You have to take that into account. You have to take the journey into account. But if we don't get a trophy, it's like, yo. That's what I'm saying. If we go into the next season then, one bad run, like I just said, you're out in September, October.
So what you're saying
is
that he wouldn't sack him, but then the following season, he's on thin ice.
So basically, so if he runs out, so if he ends next season, no trophy, then that season, it's yeah.
Like, why are you from 17th so desperate to get Arteta out of here?
I asked a question. It's a football podcast. Am I not allowed to ask a question?
I mean, I would have thought you had more pressing issues to worry about.
Mate, slots in beaver, man. I'm beaver too. I'm talking about you. Okay.
First of all, I am getting a new manager. Xabi Alonso is starting, would you call it?
That guy, fam.
We're going to do well.
We're not spreading fake news.
Oh, he is. He is starting. What are you talking about?
Xabi Alonso is going to go Man United?
I didn't say Man United. I said Real Madrid. That's my team.
Oh, this guy. Anyway.
So he starts, what do you call it, in the summer?
And anyways, then we'll see how guys, we're not even talking La Liga. We're talking Prem, by the way, boys. We're talking team of the season. The games are all done, almost. We've got one next Sunday. I'll be at one of those games. I'll be at Southampton away.
Nice.
I'll be waving their man into the championship. See you later, boys. Thanks for coming. Hopefully we can get a draw and then just mathematically tie up second place, because City could still do a mad thing.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got 10 points goal difference on them, so I'm not too worried. And they just lost to Palace. Shout out Palace, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Eze.
Palace, bro.
Shout out Palace.
What a moment, by the way.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I mean,
that's sick.
I can hear it from my damn window, fam. They were screaming.
Low-key, though, they got cheated, though, innit?
Yeah, Henderson slapping the ball out. Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah. That's sick,
that was
though.
Crazy.
Yo, calm.
I didn't see it. I would have to look at the replay. I didn't see it.
Can I say, Pep needs to suck out, fam. Okay? brother, you've won everything. You get me, okay? Little Palace have beaten you. D. Henderson, bro. Just shake his hand and say, well done. In the presser, talk shit. You get me? Like, go back and say, fuck that guy.
I wonder who started it.
Who? No. He said that he went up to Dean and said, what do you call it? Oh, what did he say? Oh, yeah. He was cussed him out for time wasting.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dean said, You got your 10 minutes. Because obviously, they beefed at half time.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw this, okay? With the assistant team and Pep here. They beefed in the tunnel. They were beefing, okay?
Because I saw the medics beefing.
Bam. Because Dean was wasting... in the first half, he was wasting bare time, right?
Yeah, good.
So then Pep comes out second half with a stopwatch.
I love cold, him. I actually love him. Actually, he's such a funny.
He came out here with a stopwatch here and told the brother how much stoppage time. Man,
nah, Pep is cold. He came out with a stopwatch.
He's going. He's going. I'm
about to write that one down as well, fam.
Man, Charles, he wasn't hiding it, by the way. He was standing by the official. He says,
confirming the time.
Yeah. It was insane. So obviously, like halfway through, yeah, they beef again because now both benches are like Pats are like, stop being bitches, bruv.
Yeah.
And these men are like, yo, you might have fucking doing that. But it's like, your City, you've won everything. Yeah.
They showed up.
Have some humility, fam.
Nah, that's what I like about them.
Do you know what it is? They're bad losers, innit? They're used to winning. They thought they'd show up and win
horrible
the final.
Loser,
just horrible bad losers.
What's a good loser, though? Who wants to be a good loser?
Exactly. Huh? Exactly. That's why they've won as much as they
exactly
won.
That's why they're where they are who they are, because they aren't good losers. They want to win.
Of money and Pep.
Have you got any City players in your team of the year?
Hell no.
Who wants to give theirs first? Team of the year, boys.
I'll go first.
Are we settling on a formation? Early doors.
4-3-3.
No three at the back.
You want to be three at the back?
I mean,
you got Amarin.
He doesn't
Amarin
even know three centre backs, bro.
Jeez.
He's 4-4-4. All right.
4-3-3 then. All right, go on then. Do you want to do the whole team first, or we do position each?
Position each.
All right, cool. Who wants to go first? Who's you going first?
Yes.
Come in then. Give me your goalkeeper of the 2024-2025 Premier League season.
You asked this earlier, and I actually didn't answer this. I just deeped it.
Yeah, because you said one of the ones that I had, but then you said another one.
I said Alisson or Sells.
Alisson or Sells. So Alisson, yeah. Liverpool, Sells, Nottingham Forest keeper.
I'm going to go for Sells because he's had to deal with more shots. Do you get me? Alisson, I think, has had the most game-saving moments for any team in the league. And I think Raya has been the most consistent keeper in the league. So, but I'm going with Sells because he's had to deal with the most heat and still have a, I think he's first in clean sheets.
Him and Raya are joint now on 13 clean sheets.
Which is outstanding, bro.
For Golden Glove last game of the season.
So yeah, go Sells, but arguably the best season for goalkeepers in years, by the way. Like, this has been really elite for a lot of keepers.
Some top keepers in this league, by the
honestly,
way.
Bro. Honestly.
Pope at Newcastle.
Yeah. But
Martinez.
Great season.
Edison.
Yeah. Also,
Leno.
Bro.
Some top keepers, you know. Henderson. You see what he just done in the cup final? Hey, apart from slapping the ball way outside the box. But we didn't see it.
We didn't see it.
Everything else.
Bro, arguably, like, one of the best seasons for some keepers in recent history.
Mm.
Like, outside it.
Great season. Kids.
I'm going to go Alisson.
Alisson, okay.
Yeah, because I feel like when you win a league title, right, yeah, like goalkeepers are usually like the last like missing piece.
Yeah.
So like whenever you win a league title, I'm always looking at like, cool, that back line must have been steady.
Also, when we were ass,
he
was saving us.
Yeah.
Like that like February to March period where we couldn't buy a goal. Doing this, bro.
Oh, do you remember the Champions League final?
Do you know what it is about Alisson? Yeah, you see him one on ones, forget about.
Bro,
I'd rather shoot from distance.
Yeah, facts.
or hope something ricochet because one on one, yeah, he's sweeping
up. He needs
up
to work on that deflection thing. You know, he gets beat by a lot of deflections.
They can't be perfect.
It's peak though, isn't it?
Nah, save it. What do you mean? Save the damn ball, fam. That's the only one he's supposed to do.
Hey, I'm not a goalkeeper, so, you know, way that they train,
bro,
all of that.
Do you know who was
things
elite at that? Casillas. Casillas, okay, it could bounce off 20 man, okay, he'd go,
he's a cat. He's a cat still. My goalkeeper of the season, yeah. I'm going with Raya, man.
Cool.
I'm going with David Raya. I think he's actually upped his game from where he was last year, where he won the Golden Glove.
I think he has, yeah.
I think.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he won Golden Glove last year. He's on course to win it again. He'd probably be joint with Sells. Nottingham Forest have got Chelsea on the last day of the season at home. Arsenal go to Southampton away.
Oh, so
depending, we'll see. But yeah, man, I think even though like he does have certain games, let's say like one every six or seven games where he's like quite shaky with his feet, with his hands, some of the saves, I remember the save up at Atalanta, the penalty from Retegi.
He's good at corners as well.
Top scorer in Italy. He's great at catching things.
Yeah.
Night and day when it comes to Leno. Leno don't want to come run out and catch nothing. Raya's catching everything.
Yeah.
Penalty saves. Same thing with Ramsdale. Penalty saves. He's great. I think he's one of the best keepers in the league. Good wrist. I think he's that old. I ain't heard that one in a minute. Shout out, Kiz, man. Right. I think he's up there as the best in the league, goalkeepers wise, with his feet, playing out with his feet from the back. I think personally.
The ball playing keeper, isn't it?
So it's Spanish, isn't it? It's in the blood and all them thing there. So yeah, for me, and yeah, the most consistent, like you said. So yeah, Sells, Alisson, Raya.
They're all fine.
Yeah, you know I mean,
like if anyone picked anyone, I would have said yeah, bless.
Yeah,
like, that's fine.
It's all three of our differences. Our preference.
But I do want to say that Alisson, I think, is the best keeper in the world right now.
I'm not gonna fight you.
Is he better than Donnarumma?
Yes. Donnarumma, you've only watched him in Champions League. Tell me his fucking league record.
He won the league.
Should I grab it right now?
If I say you won the league.
Yeah. But am I wrong?
That's Kiz's only metric. Has he won the league? All right, cool.
Valid. Yeah, no, but like for a keeper, that's a big thing. And also,
he's been asked for years as well, by the way.
Yeah, he's, you know, he is as well. It's crazy.
Huh? Yeah, no. He's probably second. Also, I think...
Actually, I can't lie. You see them free kicks that they conceded? That brought me down.
Yo, Brody. Mm.
No, but them hits Brody. And Rice. Like,
in my opinion, the top five keepers in the world, okay, right now in this particular order is Alisson, Courtois, Raya. And the only reason why is because for years now he's been good. Do you get me? Okay. When fit, Ter Stegen. And then Oblak.
Still.
Yeah.
Oh, blah.
I think Atletico had a fantastic underrated season. I just think that Real and Barca were very, very good.
Yeah, yeah.
Like for long periods.
I think it's a couple Atletico Madrid players that are going to go down in history and they're going to go kind of like missed just because Barca and Madrid were dominating in that league, man.
Bro, deeper, bro. They got shagged in the Champions League with the 2-foot thing. Or else they would have been through.
It's all right. We sorted that out for them. Right backs, boys. Right backs.
Bro, and they were on fire, by the way. The whole Champions League, they were on fire.
I'm going Trent.
You're going Trent at right
back?
Yeah,
I think a nice hurrah. I think.
A nice hurrah? Is that a pity vote or?
No, because he, you know what it is? I've hated on this boy since the day I saw him.
Go on.
But.
since the day. Nah. Liverpool, United. Nah, go on.
Yeah,
go,
but,
go, go.
You know. With him now leaving the league, I can be honest and say that this kid is generational. That some of his passes right here had me shook. I would look at my back line and be like, yeah, we're fine.
You really didn't want to admit it while he was here.
Yeah, I looked
at it. It was okay. Yeah. He was one of the ones, bro.
Do you know
what
it was? I can't remember. I think it was the Spurs game I was saying again. Bro, there's a ball that he played right here. It didn't amount to nothing because the keeper came out, but it was the audacity and the fact that it was this close. I hold my fingers very close together for those of you that can't see.
Oh, like the KD meme, the...
Yeah, it was that close. So, like, the ball, he's facing his keeper, right? Yeah, and the ball bounces to his left, and in one swivel he hits it. Bear in mind, this entire time he hasn't looked up. I thought it was a clearance.
Mm.
He's played it over the, what do you call it, defenders on the opposite side of the what do you call it, field.
Yeah.
And I don't know who it was, but it was trying to run onto it, but the keeper just got it. But it's the fact that, like, he actually timed the pass perfect.
I'm looking at Huss's face. Huss is like, yeah, normal, man. Yeah, Trent.
Trent is the best player in the world.
Huss is like, But, normal.
But I've think it's said to you, if Trent has a 9 out of 10 game every game, I do not think he's just the best right back in the world. I think he's the best player in the world.
All right,
I think he's got that much quality.
I've gone a bit too far. Yeah.
Outside.
No, bro. I'm not joking to you. I'm saying to you now, bro, yeah, I genuinely think, yeah, that...
He's the best player in the world.
When
on form.
When on form.
Yeah, all right. I disagree with that. We're all has our opinions. That's good for you. That's good.
You picked him, though, so you've got Trent as your right back.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Sam, who's your right back?
I am going with Palace hero, Wembley hero.
Cup hero,
Muniz. I was saying to you guys prior to this, okay, that I only found out at the cup final when they were doing the teams that he was a right back. This whole season, yeah, I thought this guy was playing right wing.
He learns something new every day.
Every highlight I've ever seen of him, yeah, he's in the box. I've never seen him defend.
Marauding
like,
right
bro,
back.
Bro, it's peak, bro. And he's not just like in the box, like messing around. Brother is involved, you know. He's doing 1-2s. like, honestly, so impressive.
Quickly, I mean, boys, what country is he from?
Oh, I have no idea.
Can you name the region?
I'm going to guess Chile.
Nope.
Colombia.
He's from Colombia. Daniel Munoz, 28 years old. He was actually playing right wing back in the final. They had Richards, Lacroix and Guehi as like the three centre-backs. Yeah. And then you had him and Tariq Mitchell like round the back.
Bro, absolutely wonderful player to watch, honestly. And then also, okay, like his attitude, not only for the cup final, okay, but generally for like everything, his attitude was incredible, bro. He was like, every time he and Palace lost the ball, he'd chase it. Man's like, yo, I'm coming. Like, and that's every highlight I've ever seen of him. He just work rate is really good. He's smiling the whole time. Quality player. And I think he's 28.
Mm-hmm. 28
I think that we'll see 2-3 solid seasons from him. And I hope that he doesn't leave.
Fits well into that Palace team, man.
Yeah.
My right back is... I know my right back sometimes plays left back. Mm. And he has done. I've seen him have some very, very good games at left back. Plays for Nottingham Forest. He's had Olaena has really upped his level, you know.
Yeah.
I think he's really upped his level. He's always been a quality player. Like, he's played in Europe, played for Chelsea. So he's got some pedigree and he's got a good amount of years behind him now, where he's now like a man in and of himself, and he's just elevated himself as a professional, been really steady with his performances, got Newcastle dreaming of Europe.
Yeah.
So yeah, man, I've seen him at right back as well, but predominantly at left back. But he can use both feet. He's got tech like that, Charles Olaena. So yeah, he's gonna be right back of the year, man.
Did we see him at the Adidas event?
Yes.
That was him, yeah.
Yeah. So
honestly,
Yes, Adidas. He was there at the murky boot launch. So he was there with the Fulham boys, he was there, Pereira, Calvin Bassey pulled up as well, and then Storms pulled up for a little bit. It was good, man. Good.
He's my most improved player this year. Right?
Because, I'd back that as well, to be fair.
Because bro, I've seen that guy get spun a few times, bro. Okay. I have seen Ola get spun these spuns. Right? And I've seen him go on different pods and admit
he actually does as well.
Spun, okay? Do you know what I mean? Right? But I don't know what it is, okay, but this season, when he's there, he looks way more locked in. He's taking his time. He's not jumping in more. Do you know what I'm saying? Okay. He's still a lot better going forward.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Okay. But defensively, he's improved massively. Massively. And he gets, especially like a lot of the time, okay, where a team like Nottingham Forest are still learning how to break that like low block, because people don't, you know, like he gets them out quickly quite a lot of the time. Do you know what I'm saying? So I was super impressed by him. Definitely my most improved, and I hope it can just like continue.
Yeah, I feel like this is his team. I feel like he's found his home, you know. And certain players, they get to
he's Snapchatting, you know,
running up them numbers.
I like that, man. I like that element of what it does. I think more players need to bring out their social side and just like let, because people want to connect with you. Obviously, we see you on TV and everything, but we want to connect with you, see what you do on a day to day basis and stuff like that.
Yeah, check the levels on that mic for me, Jengi. We saying,
oh yeah, sir. I did speak of it. Yeah,
you're good, man. You're good.
But man, I feel like in terms of being yourself, I feel like he's pioneering footballers coming out, vlogging and doing stuff like that. So he's good, man.
Yeah, it's proper sick, bro. Honestly, it's sick.
Jengi, while you're here, actually.
Yo.
We didn't get too far with Team of the Year. Give me your goalkeeper and right back, please.
I'm going to say keeper of the year. But they won the league in it, so, bro. It's a safety one. I have to go for Alisson still. I can't even lie. We have for Alisson at the back, with the gloves. Full back. I'm going to give it to Aina, you know. I know we're just speaking about him. I'm going to give it to Aina still. I don't think there's anyone else I could think of that kind of stands out for me throughout the whole season.
Kizza did say Trent.
Oh, yeah, it's for real, Trent.
I said Muniz.
There's Munoz. Who said Munoz?
I throw
Timber in there as well. It's Munoz.
Oh, Timber. Munoz.
Colombian.
Sure. But yeah, I think I'm a stick with Aina, though.
All right, we're all caught up then. Centre-backs, man. Shall I go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
My right centre back is Dean Huijsen.
Yeah, you took it there still.
It's just such bullshit, bro.
Bournemouth centre back.
No, I don't know why he took it there.
It's his hipster, it's hipster shout.
Yeah,
it is.
It's
hipster
shout.
Yeah, yeah. He wants to be on socials.
Tiddle clip.
Yeah.
That's what it is,
bro. Okay. He signed for Real Madrid,
but. Yeah, who cares? Yeah, that's bro, cool, man. 12. They signed 12-year-olds, fam.
I've
been playing for the best.
I Perez just signs kids, but you know this.
Steady now. I thought you had to be good to sign for Real Madrid.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, they signed Vinny, innit?
You don't sign for Real Madrid if you're not good.
Okay.
He's Spanish as well. He's got ties there. But he's had a great season. He's had a come out season. He's had a breaking out season for Bournemouth, for a Minnows club.
Amazing. He's the best centre back in the Premier League.
Got himself onto the international stage.
The best centre back. You remember this is team of the year, you know.
Team of the year.
So imagine at Bournemouth, you're centre back. You're 19. You're coming into this league, right?
Yeah.
You're playing well. Your team is winning. You're contributing highly to them performances, keeping the ball out of the net. And scoring yourself. You see the goal that he scored at Arsenal the other day. Big games as well that you're showing up in. He gets himself onto the international stage. Nations League, he's there. Centre-back for Spain, playing.
Dumbo.
Yeah, at 19. You know, Dumbo. Spain, they just won the Euros. He comes in the little season after. And he's playing centre. But he's there, bro. He's there for Spain, for the national team, from Bournemouth.
No, bro.
It's impressive. He's now got himself a move to Real Madrid.
It's very impressive.
In and of himself, excellent on the ball, great in the air, good technically.
Okay, wait.
Size, he's 6'5". He doesn't look like he's got a lot of weaknesses, man.
Do your thing second
centre back.
Just because it'll be easier, innit?
Gabriel.
Okay, cool. So what you're saying, okay, is that this Dean Henderson guy, okay, right? You're saying, okay, that he
the disrespect.
He is better than Saliba.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
But you are saying word for word.
Team of the year. Team of 24, 25.
So this year is even better than Saliba.
Is that a better team than Saliba?
This is crazy.
Yes. Saliba hasn't had his best season. Saliba's had a very steady season.
He's had a great season.
So a man's had a great season. A man's had a good season. By their standards. He's had a great season
than Van Dijk.
Yes.
Yeah, game.
Oh, my days, bro.
Yes.
Yo.
Oh, my days.
Yeah. I don't know.
Individually, yes.
Question. If you swap...
One place for Liverpool, one place for Bournemouth. Right,
but if you swap...
I know it sounds crazy, but you have to take that. You're going to say...
If you swap those players out, right, yeah? Do you think then those respective teams still have those performances with those players in there?
So
you're telling me that
I'm not saying he's as good as him. I'm saying he has, if anything, he has quite similar tools to Van Dijk in that he's got his height. He's good on the ball. Seems like he's got time. Every time he's on the ball, he's good technically. He can distribute. He can run with it. Van Dijk don't really run with it. That's more Matip. That's more Konate that wants to run with it. Van Dijk would rather chill there and just play football type thing. He's got tools in his armour. He's going to Real Madrid.
Yeah, but he's
19.
But he's that level.
He's already international for Spain. You have to put respect on it.
Why can't he just have a breakout, fantastic
season? Yeah.
Why does he have to be in the team of the year of the 11 players, okay, that are the best out of the
Because he's
Premier
going to Real Madrid.
Because
is that why?
Because he's going to Real Madrid.
Not because he's going to Real Madrid. That's just a point.
Ceballos is a fucking Real Madrid fan.
That's just a point out of all the many points that I'm making. If you want to zero in on one, you lot can zero in on one. But I've made points. I've said a lot of things. Yeah. I'm just saying he's had a great season. It's a breakout season. I want to give him that recognition and put him in team of the year for myself at centre back. But I'm not saying that he's the best. I'm not saying he's better than Saliba. I'm not saying he's better than Van Dijk.
But he has to be for him to be in team of the year.
He's had the best, but you can still have
currently better than them.
Imagine a game today. Imagine Newcastle versus Arsenal today. Yeah. You could have the best performance on the pitch, right? Doesn't necessarily mean you're the best player. It doesn't automatically mean, I'm just talking about his stretch of the whole year.
He's right.
You understand?
He's right. Because he's right. Because technically, okay, we can put, Cunha, right, in the team of the year, right, and he'd be sick, yeah? But he's never be better than Neymar. You know what I mean? At any point. But Neymar's not going to be in that.
Yeah, but my whole thing is, as of right now, he's saying that this season,
yeah,
as in from September yeah. to thing, yeah. that he's been better. He's been the better footballer and better thing.
Yeah,
which is what I'm saying is that he's not been.
Can I just remind all the listeners that a couple episodes ago, kids told me he ain't been watching football for like 3 months.
Can I just say that?
Why are you bringing that up?
Why are we bringing up old shit?
Can you bring me your centre back options, please?
Yes, I can. All right, my centre back options.
We haven't spoken about fucking Gabriel, by the way. But yeah, cool.
Yeah, is it Gabriel?
Great season. It's a shame that injury cut it short, but I think, off merit, I have to give him left centre back. Maybe it's biased. Maybe I'm wrong, and I apologise for that. No, I don't apologise for that.
You have to apologise for the first one. The first centre back choice, you can apologise.
No, sorry.
The first one you can apologise for.
Centre back pairing.
Gabriel and Harry Maguire. I'm joking.
Gabriel. And you know what? Harry Maguire, like I said, is a striker doing the Mourinho thing.
Yeah. Van Dijk.
I see him.
Van Dijk
and obviously.
Gabriel.
Okay. So wait, why was I getting shit for Gabriel and you picked Gabriel?
Because you didn't pick Van Dijk.
Yeah.
It's not because you picked
Van Dijk. Is that your two as well then? Van Dijk and Gabriel?
Nah.
Who's your two then?
Van Dijk and Saliba.
Okay.
And
over Gabriel?
Over Gabriel, because I feel like he's had to do it with different...
Centre-back parents. Yeah, centre-back
like,
parents.
Like, way more than him.
Can I just say one thing about Saliba? Why he's...
Yeah.
I think he's got a Bozo gene.
I remember you said this before.
But I think he's got one. He literally just said what it was.
He lacks concentration or something.
Yeah. I just think, okay, that I don't think it's up. I don't think it's safe for players that are like 18 to like 21, okay, especially at centre back or in those like key positions, okay, to play with the same players for years. Because then when you get like swapped out and blah, 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 you struggle a lot, okay? Because you're formatted to play a certain way, okay? Whereas, you know, Van Dijk here, he came to us at like 25, bro, okay? At that point, we can put anyone next to him and we look cold. Mm. Do you know what I'm saying? Because he's now able to kind of like format, you know, the way that he plays. So I'm giving him the grace of the past, the past month where he's been a bit shaky, all right? Just because he's had to go, six, 7 weeks, yeah? Just playing with different men constantly. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Might allude to some of the beef that he has in the national team with Deschamps. I know that them two, along his tenure, didn't really get along with each other that well.
Yes.
Yeah. Might be something similar to what you're saying.
Facts.
And we explained last week, kids. You've obviously forgot that Gabriel's the older of the two centre backs. He's 27 years old. He's the leader. He's the vocal one.
But he's got a Saliba as well.
Saliba's just no, he doesn't. Cause he ain't been watching football. Saliba's just there jugging silently. He don't have to be the leader. Now Gabriel's gone. Saliba has to be the leader. Kivior's a good player, but he's not Gabriel, and Kivior's not going to come in as a sub and be the leader. It's got to be Saliba, the leader of the back line. It's got to be Saliba, innit? So he's now got to learn how to do that whilst jugging and being a centre back that he is.
Like the decisions that he makes just got to be a little bit better.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Because every time he gets like not spun, but like, you know what I'm saying, like is because he's gone up for a fucking header that he can't win. Like, I'm looking at you. You can't win the header. Just chill.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, do you know what I'm saying? Or he's jumping in, okay, half of the pitch here, not knowing who's behind him. Do you know what I'm saying? Tiny mistakes. It's tiny mistakes here, but with experience, though.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
And out, fam.
With game time, I can't lie, very solid.
Upon very reflection, solid. He'll find this season invaluable to
Facts.
Going forward. Facts. Upon yeah. reflection, Facts. When the season's all done.
But yeah.
Jengi.
Yeah, to make man sure, I can't lie, I'm with Kiz. Gabriel and Van Dijk.
No.
Van Dijk being the first centre back.
Yeah.
Van Dijk being the first centre back.
Doesn't Van Dijk play left centre back?
He does. Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
So who would you have Van Dijk right centre back and Gabriel left centre back?
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, either or, to be fair.
Hear it. Left backs, boys. We get a little spice. We get a little flavourful here. Yeah. Left back
one.
Now. Flair position.
Nah, I ain't going first.
I'm not going first either.
I think Yumi got the same one.
We have, I'm pretty sure, your Egyptian brother. Your cousin. Rayan Aitnuri.
Aitnuri.
From Wolves, left back. I want to run his numbers because he's doing some numbers. I'm seeing him. I think I've seen him play right mid on a Bale thing at some point for Wolves this season. He plays left mid.
Love that, man.
He plays like left wing. Like, he does it all for them, man. Flair, comfortable on the ball, can travel with it.
Definitely.
End product.
Definitely. When Wolves look boring, he wakes them up.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, when they're just going, like I actually think Wolves are one of the most boring teams ever, bro. Okay. And then out of nowhere, they'll have like a...
They lost a lot of players, innit?
Yeah, but then they'll have like a João Mendes or Cunha or Nuri like moment, and you go, oh, wow. You know what I'm saying? But for a left-back to be in those you know, moments, mm-hmm. it's great. And defensively as well, he's an animal, you know? Side tackles everybody.
23 years old, 4 goals, 7 assists this year.
Yeah, fantastic, bro.
For Wolves, fantastic. From left-back. It's great stuff, man. So that's us two. Boys, who's feeling brave? You got a left back for us?
So, I'm gonna go with Garvado because despite Manchester,
Vardio.
Yeah, because despite Manchester City's struggles, Guardiola has once again been the powerhouse this season. The Croatian international has registered.
Wait, what's going on right now?
He's reading from his phone. His wheel here actually looks madness.
It does.
So I've been low key. I was like, hold on.
Okay, kids, stop reading the article. Yeah. Are you actually going with Vardio? You can't think of.
Yeah, I can't think of a left back.
Kerkez, Luis Skelly.
He's fifth on the list.
Livramento, anyone?
He's not on the list. They did a top five there, and that Kerkez brother was five. I would personally, I'd pick Skelly because of the football that I have watched, he's looked amazing. But like that's the only reason why I can give it. I can't even say it's because all year he's...
Brother, you picked Skelly, okay, for the same reason that he picked Dean Fingamajigi, okay? Do you know what I'm saying? Because he got into the international team, he started...
I'm just saying, I'm picking him because it's all I've seen. Literally, it's just like, it's not because I think he's the best left-back in the league, it's because it's the only one I've watched.
That's what I'm saying. It's team of the year. It's not who's the best player.
Well, it is, though.
Midfield now. Midfield.
Oh, yeah, I'd even give him my left-back.
Left-back, sorry.
Jim. Oh, yeah. So I don't get his name wrong. Anthony Robinson.
From Fulham.
Oh,
that's actually a good shot.
No. Can I say?
His assist. He's got activating it
right now.
Go on.
Fraud watch.
Oh,
swear!
A man put his index on the table.
On the table, yeah. Trust me.
Boom!
The assest ass of all time.
Damn!
Ass. Honestly, yeah. Okay.
We saying Lato
and
or Glorilla.
By the way,
Lato.
Was it a Megan? Red. Is it sexy red?
Sexy fam.
Is it a Megan type of?
Nah, that's too much ass.
Yeah,
that's too much ass. He's like nasty ass.
Ass overload.
Okay. Brother is a waste man, yeah? Oh, so I'll tell you, if I ever...
Did he turn down Liverpool?
Right? Oh,
he turned down Liverpool. He turned down Liverpool.
Bro, no.
Look, he turned down Liverpool,
Bro, apparently he wants to come to Liverpool, right?
Oh, okay.
And I don't comment on things.
Yeah.
When I see videos of him and people are like, yo,
like he's Liverpool, old, yeah.
I'll come and say, your mum.
Wait, it's a burner account. Live.
I don't give a fuck, okay? This guy... From the eye test, yeah? I watch Fulham quite a lot, yeah? Mm-hmm. It's my... Everyone's got like a club
that they kind of enjoy
team.
Watching.
Yeah. Because my mum loves them, I'm forced to watch them in it, okay?
Yeah.
This brother, last season, was triple ass, okay?
Triple.
When I tell you, I watched people spin past him so much, yeah? Okay, I watched, yeah? There was a moment, Rashford went past him, right? And then I see him go, and give up. He didn't move.
Triple ass.
All right.
He said, I'm not in it.
This season, the only difference is that a lot of his teams, the wingers and stuff, okay, Fulham have a lot of underrated forwards. You know, like the...
Yeah.
Munez, what's the... Jimenez, Troway,
Pereira,
Emil Smith Rowe. You know what I'm saying? A lot of the these men, even Harry Wilson, a lot of these men, yeah, they're taking up so much space in that cam, in
the camera,
certain,
yeah,
right,
yeah.
Bro, he's got so much space down that fucking thing, left wing, yeah, and just whips balls in. Yes, he can whip.
To be fair, I think that's what contributed to his assist as well. Like he's got quite a decent.
Yeah.
Anyone want to wager? Guess how many assists he's got in the Premier League this year?
I think 12.
12. He's got 10.
10.
He's got 10 because he's...
No goals, 10 assists.
I think he matched Robbo's thing. Yeah. He's got 10. But from eye test alone, he's triple bypass ass.
Oh, damn. Yeah, you teared into my pick. That's crazy.
Yeah, him.
Even bypass.
And you know how much I hate. I don't know how he got a pro contract. George Boyd. If you might have ever seen George Boyd, he used to play for Burnley.
Burnley, innit?
Honestly, yeah. Do you know that right now, he's in fourth tier? He's in like...
of league.
Non league, brother.
Oh, no, is it always non league now?
Non league. Look at him. Someone Google him, bro.
What's his name?
George Boyd.
Yeah, let me quickly do the giggles.
Damn.
Ass. I don't know how someone gave him a pro contract.
Damn.
Like, damn.
Those two players? Ass.
What are we saying, boys? We're going to step into midfield, yeah?
Yeah.
Step into midfield. We've got three in midfield, yeah, go on.
Come on, man. He should be on everyone's winger.
No.
Salah.
No. 4-3-3.
Midfield.
Oh, 4-3-3.
Midfield three.
Okay. Rass.
Cool.
Oh, Rass has like the...
The six.
Say the eight, the six, yeah, the six, yeah. Rass is the six. Yeah.
I would agree with Declan Rice, yes.
Yeah, I'm going to go Rice as well.
I'm going to go Gravenberg.
Oh, fuck. Oh.
Do you know what it is, yeah? You see, with Rice, I think it kind of hinged on how this Arsenal-Newcastle game would go. Because otherwise, there's Bruno Guimaraes. And I was really thinking about him being in team of the year.
Bruno's a dog.
Imagine they're third right now. They just won League Cup as well. Imagine they beat us, go second, finish. Do you understand?
So, yes. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
So he was in there. Tonali, if he had done it for longer, because I see that he's starting to turn it around and start show form for them. So, but yeah, I had Rice, man. He was the decider in this game. I seen him score goals against Man United, them two against Real Madrid. Big performances, not just like the flash in the pan goals that he scored, like his performances throughout the 90, like he's been doing well. So yeah, man, I'd have him in my team of the year. And you're the only one that sort of went for Gravenberg. Can you expand?
You say Rice as well? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Kids went Rice as well. Can you expand on Gravenberg?
I still have two more midfielders. Gravenberg.
He just wanted to have the different.
He wanted to add a little score.
I saw.
The only reason why is
I saw one hush.
You man said in the six, I would have Gravenberg.
I mean, okay. You know what?
Okay, fair enough. To be fair, we haven't specified. Well,
I think I take it back, by the way, okay? Ola Aina, bro. Suck out, right? The most improved player in the Prem is Gravenberg. Gravenberg.
I'll give you that.
You get me?
Yeah.
Brother, bro, do you know, I genuinely think, and this comes from the bottom of my heart, yes, Salah scored bare goals, I hear it, okay? Mm-hmm. From September till January, right? I think that Gravenberg was by far our best player. And I also think he was the reason why we won so many games in a row, because he was an element that we never had.
Nobody worked it out yet.
Yeah. So, thank you. So, a lot of the time, a lot of these teams, okay, were like, oh, he can do that. Do you know what I'm saying? He was turning out position, okay? Like, and I know that a lot of teams in that fucking tactic room, okay, were planning on breaking that part up. You know what I'm saying? And picking the ball up a lot higher down the line. Mm. Do you know what I'm saying? But he played so well, yeah, that he made it easier for everybody in front of him. Do you know? So yeah, just on that, he's my six. Do I think he's a generational six for the next like 5-10 years? No. Okay, I actually think that he can step back into the eight and do very, very well. Mm. But if we're talking team of the year,
it's a team of the year, bro. That's what I'm saying, man.
Team of the year, Gravenberg.
Team of the year.
Cool.
I hear it. Anyone want to put their second? But I'll
put Rice just to win. Just.
Okay, so you've got Rice. You've got Rice and Gravenberg.
As eight, yeah.
I'm going to say Yuri Tillemans.
That's a great shout. Can't even lie.
Do you know, yeah? I actually think he had an ass season last season, right? For his quality.
But yeah, I'm with you.
He gave the ball away a lot.
They didn't finish third though.
Yeah. But bro, he was subbed a lot. By the way, he used to get subbed every single game, fam. Mm. You get me? Yeah?
That's mad, you know, like, as a player. Too.
Every single game,
the
first guy.
Yeah, that's getting subbed. That's crazy. That's crazy.
It's peak, fam. Right? But I think you're absolutely right. I think for this season he's
I can't lie.
Massive
pulling strings.
Yeah, for
real. On a mad one.
You get me? And I think actually that's after obviously Douglas Luiz.
Yeah,
dip.
You know, if he stepped out.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, I think he had big shoes to fill because he had a mad season. Mm. So, yeah, top quality player.
I mean, quarterfinal? Or the last 16 of the Champions League?
Oh, Champions League, yeah.
I think they got to the semi. They actually played well.
They're just unfortunate.
They just bucked a better team.
Facts.
Is what it is. I think they got to the semi-finals of the FA Cup as well. Is that who Palace beat to get to the final?
I believe.
I think.
Yes. Yeah.
And then Villa have got a chance of securing Europe again. So great season from them. And yeah, for me, Tillemans just pulling strings in there on a mad one. Kids, what you got?
McAllister.
He was gonna be my third, so he was gonna finish off my midfield.
He's mine as well.
Yeah.
Kids, give me some words on McAllister, man. What you seeing from him this year? When you have been watching football.
When I have been watching football, right. Goals.
Some of the goals that he scored.
Yeah, goals.
Yeah, yeah, like, oh, yeah. Like worldy. Goals. Silly ones. For no reason.
When you need it. You know what
we're talking about, by the way?
Left foot, 40 yards out or something. Yeah.
He also has that, Rodri thing about him, where like when they needed a goal, for some reason it's him scoring it.
Yeah, for real.
He was giving CVG, fam.
Alright.
You get me? As in like moments wise.
Yeah, no, I hear it. I actually,
we were asked, bro.
If you've been watching, Kiz.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he's on to you. He's on to you.
Also, can I just say the one thing that I would say about him though was that he did blow out like February. Like he was tired, bro. Like he was tired and
playing too many games, man.
Too many games. And from last season, he was also arguably our best player as well, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But he played every freaking game.
Yeah, for real.
You get me?
LeBron, like, he's getting LeBron.
Yeah.
LeBron treatment.
Facts, bro. Like he hasn't stopped. So there was a period where Slot had to take him out for like 3-4 games, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then Sobot's like, in my opinion, obviously you have been watching football at all, so don't even talk. Went from here to here. Like,
what I said. You said that he was elite. Do you know what elite means?
I think he's elite.
He's not okay. Yeah.
This just in, breaking news from one of my colleagues at work. Actually, shout out to him. Shout out, man, like Dave, Watford fan, interested in all the Championship news and whatnot. Tom Cleverley,
he's been
appointed the new manager of Southampton Football Club.
Oh,
Tom Cleverley got sacked at Watford.
Got sacked like last week, right?
Got sacked at Watford. Got the job at Southampton.
Can't.
Just before end of the season.
Can I just say, yeah, okay, I think that's wonderful. Yeah, if I was a coach, yeah, that's my dream scenario. Keep paying me at least $1 million a year just to turn up. You get me?
Okay? Oh.
Like, bro, that's perfect, fam.
You come from a team that's, yeah.
Tom knows he ain't Pep.
Yeah.
You get me?
No facts.
Run the contract.
How did he get that?
I mean, the Watford fans felt like he was doing a pretty good job. I know that Watford finished 14th, but for a while they were pushing for trying to get a playoff place.
Yeah, playoff, sorry.
And then towards the end, they just had a couple bad results and
then you got Southampton.
Bro, fun facts, yeah, Watford are on their 21st manager since the owners joined 11 years ago.
Serious football knowledge in this game would be someone that could name every single manager.
No.
I can name that's too much.
Do you know what I mean? A man that can name like all 23, yeah, that's too much. Serious that's levels, yeah, isn't it?
Normally, though.
Anyone miss out their midfield? So my midfield yours is Jengi.
McAllister as well.
You got McAllister.
Yeah, one more.
Come on, man.
So
who have you got, Kiz?
Morgan Rodgers.
As your third one?
Honorable mention.
Okay. Talk about it.
Bro, so when I was watching football, I remember when it was the first couple of games of the season, yeah. I remember texting Charles and being like, yo, who is this guy? Because all I ever saw was him pick up the ball, would you call it the halfway line, and just ball run through, man. Just keep running through. I was like, yo, what is this? And he was doing it over and over and over again. And I was like, bro, this is ridiculous. Has to improve in his finishing a little bit because he gets in a lot of good positions.
He's not bad, though. He's banged a couple goals, but he has to improve.
But he's got into a lot of couple. But again, since the beginning of the season.
Are you referring to that the PSG game? Because on that PSG
game. No. I'm talking about like. Bear in mind, I watched it at the beginning of the season, innit? So he was just.
Eight goals, 10 assists in the league.
So yeah.
Yeah, I do think, though, I think if you check the stats, okay, from January.
2 goals in the FA Cup.
It dropped.
4 goals in the Champions League,
like drastically. It dropped, okay, because of Asensio and etc. Right, so he got pushed to more of an eight, whereas Asensio, Marlon, and obviously what's his name, Rashford, got pushed a lot higher up in it. So he didn't have to do that job anymore.
He paid
like left wing. You know, he was playing everywhere. He was playing everywhere, bro.
Baller.
You know what I'm saying?
If my maths is right. All comps, 14 goals, 14 assists.
That's incredible.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Nearly a 30 GA, good.
I was at, I said to these boys before we were recording as well, I was at Villa away, one of my first away trips of the season. I seen Morgan Rodgers live. He's a monster.
Yeah.
Monster. Well, taking the ball, running past Rice, running past Partey. I'm thinking, yo,
bro,
danger.
Bro, also, I saw him play V's for Chelsea last season even. So, no. Yes.
Earlier this year or last year, was it?
Oh, you mean like last year?
I think yeah. I think it was last year.
Oh, okay.
I was as he was arriving, like he's been here a couple of years now. Yeah. It's like his second,
but
third
like,
season.
But like, bro, he was pushing past players like fucking Enzo and Big D's man were
making him look, they were
trying to foul him, bro. Like they were trying to pull him back. And I've told you before, the most impressive performance I've seen live was Liverpool v Chelsea, Kante. Right, I've never seen that Liverpool team with Mane and Firmino, whatever. They were so composed the whole game, okay. But when Kante came to any of them, to Van Dijk, like this close, they clear it. They clear it. On my mother's. He's this small, yeah, okay?
Anyone but he's just a rat. He's just like, bro, it's like a rat. He's just everywhere.
Like, they're calm. They'll be like, yeah, cool, pass out. Da, da, da.
But there was, so bro, he had that fair
I've
factor.
I've never seen Fabinho clear the ball so much in my life, bro. Because Kante would break through like four men ever do that. It was like watching it live was terrifying, bro. Do you know what I'm saying? But Rodgers, he's just, I think he just needs, he needs a proper singular season where it doesn't matter what the team do, if they're second or third or fourth, whatever, but he just needs to ball out, bro. Like, go off. Go
crazy. Would you say this was the season for him?
Or nah.
Would you say like the next one?
Another level.
I think he's so good. That is a whole other level.
I think the ceiling is high for Morgan Rodgers.
And no, also, but, you know, the fact that we're not mentioning Cole Palmer in any of this is great.
He scored a lot of goals and he just tailed off.
Do you know what about Palmer though?
I think a Chelsea fan would throw him in.
He's not been good though.
No, the one thing I want to say about Palmer is I've noticed that in a lot of big games he don't turn up.
No, that's recently, bro.
There is a bit of a record. Sky Sports have got that guy on the table. Really? They got a little.
Bro, whenever I see him in a big game, he's always quiet.
Bro, the last two seasons he's been outstanding though.
Not in big games, brother. I'm trying to tell you.
I'll be real.
Around it, yes.
This season since Jan, he's not been great. But prior to that, he was still Chelsea's best player.
He might be their best player, but it doesn't change the fact that in the big game...
Early doors in the season, he had Chelsea fans whispering about title charges.
Yeah,
trust me, that PR... Bro,
didn't
that
they
PR
play you
strong.
And we were like, yeah, cool, he ain't it. Mm. That's my point. That was early in the season as well.
Yeah, there is that big game record that's attached to his name, but across the board, when he's on fire. He's one of the best players in the league.
You're hungry still.
But yeah, the former... Did you hear the belly rumble?
Yeah, he's hungry.
man. Like, have some breakfast. to be fair, yeah, this front three, I think it's going to be pretty short, to be honest. It's just about...
The right wing, who was the same, right?
Salah, yep.
Salah.
Do you know what I mean?
My midfield. Oh. Eze. I'm having Eze still. So Eze, McAllister.
Eze, McAllister,
you could say prisoner of the moment, maybe, but yeah, I'm going for Eze still.
Team of the year. You're allowed to be prisoner of the moment. My man just got the winning goal in the FA Cup final.
He's doing up cultural bias, bro.
My man just got the winning goal.
South London and that.
I'm going for Eze.
Bold and that. Praise to God. All that stuff. But yo,
Eze, man.
Team of the year, though. You get me? Like, come on, bro. Come on, man. Come on.
I think you're allowed to be a prisoner of the moment in Team of the Year. Because, again, like I'm saying, it's not...
You're saying it to CR to get it.
Yeah.
I'm saying it's not... It's Team of the Year. It's not who's the best player. Would you say that Eze is the best 10 in the league?
But to be in Team of the Year, you'd be the best player in
maybe
the year.
Maybe the way that you measure it.
So how else would you measure Team of the Year?
The best player in that season.
So, anyways,
it's not.
It's because it's not the same thing.
It's not the same thing. You're trying to say, okay, like Van Dijk is better than Dean, right?
This year, yeah.
No, yeah, in my opinion, right? But what Charles is saying is that
Dean's been better than him this year.
This year,
Team of the Year is subjective.
No, but that's what you're saying. That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. I just want people to hear it again, just in case.
It's the case. Anyways.
But yeah, man, Eze, man them shout. It's cool.
No, he's been quality.
but he's had a good season.
Of course,
season. This is for the man. It's for the culture.
Do you want me to run his numbers?
Nah, it's cool. It's cool.
What Eze?
Should I run Eze's numbers?
Yeah, run it, man.
My right wing then. While we wait,
run the numbers, man.
Eze's numbers. He's got 7 goals in the league, 8 assists for Crystal Palace, 4 in the FA Cup, 1 assist as well. And he's got himself into the national team. Got himself a goal there as well.
I think what makes it really important if he was to be in some of these team of the year, probably Sicily Black. I would say that he scored in 5 games in a row in the lead up to the FA Cup final.
Including a banger against Arsenal. He's just buried City.
So it's not like he was sleeping. He was like, I'm going to get us there.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah,
facts.
So yeah, big up to him.
So right wing, yeah?
Right midfield.
Yeah, I'm wearing Jamal.
Okay.
All right, come on.
Anyways.
All
right. So Salah is taking the right wing spot.
Yeah.
Shout out to Saka, shout out to Mbeumo, shout out to all these men that are on the right wing, but sorry, Salah's got that position. Mm. Yeah, it's not a debate.
Luck off. Also, big shout out to who is somebody that I think is highly and ridiculously underrated. And to be fair, me as well, I thought he was ass because of who he was and the PR's not good. Jacob Murphy. I think he had an incredible...
You got a shot on him, you know?
...for Newcastle. Bro, he was assisting like there was no tomorrow. Pew, 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 pew. Active in a lot of what they do and starts a lot of their games and people don't clock that that team. Consistent player. Fantastic. Please, don't go to a top 16, brother. You ain't that good. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Well, Jacob Murphy.
Just stay
at... He's third, fam. He's at a top 16 already.
Come
for real.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real. Just chill. Otherwise.
Yeah, just stay...
I know you mean like a top, like the Chelsea top.
Yeah, I know you mean.
I'm glad you didn't say what he
what? What?
Yeah, this not.
Are you upset? I didn't shout out, I don't know, Benyeri or something.
Yeah, yeah. He's from Northwest, so you have to lie him a little bit.
Bro, I don't even like him like that, bro. I honestly, yeah, but I'm watching him. I'm like, bro, fuck.
So, are you saying he's in your.
No!
Honorable shout.
Honorable shout.
Okay, cool. Honorable shout. So, Salah's.
Salah's one.
Come on, man.
Unanimous, yeah? Unanimous.
Unanimous, okay, man. Cool.
If he's not, you shouldn't be on a
I shouldn't be here.
Yeah, he shouldn't be
on. Do you know what? I would actually like to hear somebody try...
And not put it
there. Yeah, and try and explain it. That would actually give me entertainment. I wouldn't agree with him, but it would be very entertaining. See, now, go on, Kiz. Kiz, I see you revving up. Hold on. You turn Super Saiyan. Hey, Kiz, why your hair glowing? Hey, Kiz. Hey, Kiz, why your hair blonde? Hey, Kiz, why your hair gone blonde? What's going on?
Fine, I'll allow the act.
Oh, okay. Left mid, anyone?
Cunha.
Yeah, it's not a bad shout. He's got looks at Arsenal, he's got looks at Man United potentially at the end of the season.
Mm. Cool.
Been playing well. Might have earned himself a move, some goals.
I'm going with Gakpo.
Cody Gakpo.
Gakpo.
It's an underrated season, I think.
He's a shout for most improved.
Ooh, yeah.
Huge shout. It's hard, you know, because that whole Liverpool team won two trophies last year and we all call it an ass season, you know what I'm saying? So but like to see them come back, but yeah, like I just think like he's I think that Gakpo, he said in an interview a couple of weeks ago, he was like he felt like last season he was not that great because he didn't know where he was playing. Like he was playing centre-mid at a time, he was cam, he was a CF, blah blah blah, whereas Slots told him you're going to be part of that forward line, right? It's just that's it, like, and if I don't play you there, you ain't playing. Do you know what I'm saying? So for a lot of the offseason, he started on the bench because obviously Diaz was the guy,
yeah.
Yeah, but he was comfortable on the bench knowing that when he comes on...
This is where you're playing.
That's what he's playing. Do you know what I'm saying? And then,
hear it.
And then when he came on, he was jogging still. Bro, his first like four games, bro, yeah, he scored off the bench. He forced a start. He literally forced a start.
Mm.
And then after that, he was our best player in Europe up until February. Our best player in Europe by a mile.
I remember telling you, bro. I was
you
like,
saying?
If you can get the Goldie... The Goldie,
for Netherlands, isn't it?
The Cody Gakpo that plays for Netherlands. The Netherlands.
Yeah.
If you can get that one translated to Liverpool... Yeah.
Long bro, day.
Dark.
Long
yeah,
day.
And in Champions League, he was incredible, yeah? And then I think the only thing that I'm not mad at you guys for not picking him, right? Because that March period where he got hurt, and he got injured, he came back, and for 2-3 games, he was very sluggish. And that's when you saw us play a lot of Jota and thingy, Nunes and blah, blah, blah. He was very slow.
Mm.
But he's now back and picked it up. I just think he's got to show us one more season of like greatness to be at that like sort of level.
I hear it. Yeah. You know, when I deep it, and obviously it makes sense because you guys won the league, but if this was like a most improved 11... I think the front six would probably be Liverpool, I think.
Facts.
And you know, they won the league again. Congratulations to Liverpool. I'm going to put Mbeumo on the left. I'm going to be cheap.
Underrated season, bro.
And put him on the left.
I'm with you on that one.
Him and Wissa.
Bro, he's incredible.
The nastiest two-man step I've seen in the league for a while.
That two-man step is...
We're talking York and Cole stuff. Henri, Bergkamp, Lampard, Drogba, like serious two-man...
Kane and Son.
Serious, bro, serious two-man steps. And we have to shout out how many goals...
Suarez.
Yes, but he had Sterling. It was a sly free.
Yeah,
but he was 12, but he was doing the thing, though. It was a sly try. Mbeumo, 19 goals in the league this season.
Damn.
Whistle. Bro, do you know how impressive that is?
That's crazy.
For Brentford, you know?
That's what I'm saying.
Mbeumo, 19 goals. Wissa, 19 goals.
Wait, they both scored 19 as of today, innit?
It might be the best two-man step. we've ever
seen. That is mad.
In Premier League history.
Okay.
It might be.
First of all, you're a hater because you only watch, okay, the top three teams. Okay.
Your man don't know about it. He don't even know how to spell in Mbeumo.
Spell.
MB.
Yo. That's even easier. Spell Wissa.
Yeah.
Isn't Wissa the Omar, isn't it?
Yeah.
Omar. Yeah. That's crazy.
Omar
from The Wire.
From The Wire.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
I heard it though, yeah. But yeah,
Omar coming.
Huh?
He looks better.
He's not having it.
Them I knew straight away when I said
them, both of them, 19 goals.
That's
so
crazy.
Look,
crazy, man.
Mbeumo, 19 goals, 7 assists. Wissa, 19, 4 assists.
That's amazing. I can't.
Mad two-man step.
Yeah, stop this.
Brentford are going to have to... They're going to have to offer them something.
Even if they sell, by the way, okay, that's still incredible because obviously they sold...
Tony,
and didn't spend that piece.
They just said, yeah, we're running these two.
Because those players are already there, for real.
Hey, Thomas Frank.
Wow, to be fair, they've got that.
What's next, Arsenal job? Arsenal job.
You laughed when
Arsenal
I asked
job,
about,
it.
You laughed
No. I've always called him a good man.
I told
relax.
You that, yo.
I've never told
remember
you.
Remember
when
I was going, I mentioned Thomas Frank, and you looked at me sideways.
No. I've never said he was a bad manager. I've always rated him.
Arsenal job, though. I can't lie.
We're not.
Because now we're now.
I can see him taking it, though. I can see.
Not lying on my name like that.
If Arteta was to go, I can't lie. I could see Thomas Frank stepping into that.
He'd be in the shortlist.
The only thing that I was going to say, when I watched him, I watched Brentford this season against. I think it was Palace as well, you know. Fuck, bro. I've been watching Palace Bears, you know. It was Palace.
Palace on my second team.
In the bro,
in the box.
It wasn't a box here, but I was sitting next to. I was sitting on the Brentford bench.
Okay, yeah.
Because obviously,
How did you get them tickets?
This guy's trying to get.
How did you get them tickets?
Why is it like that?
Why is it like that, man?
To get signed.
I don't even know, you know.
That's it.
I was chilling, and then I fucking looked right. Okay, I was like, bro, he's in a full kit, the kid. Yeah, and then I was like, it's Damsgaard.
Alright, player, by the way.
He's next to me. I'm like,
you're telling me though.
And then people are like, yo, do you know how interesting it is, watching people talk shit about people, not knowing, the fact the player's there.
He's right there.
And I'm hearing people be like, oh, fucking shit, Posh, you fucking fat cunt.
Yeah, he's right there.
He's just like...
What, Frank?
Nah.
Oh, the players.
Damsgaard.
On Frank here, I was so close, right? I can hear the bench. I can hear them. And it was the times where... Sorry, it was last season. It was Hodgson was there. It was his last game.
Okay.
And Hodgson... He's like 90, right? He's like
old, elderly
gentleman.
Was grabbing Mateta by like the throat here, and he was like, "Go do this!" Screaming at him, okay? And he was like, "Yeah, calm, boom, safe, okay." Frank got hotted by like somebody from the Palace bench, but I was like, "No, please!" Like,
From what I saw, physically
and literally,
he's not in a beef thing.
Soft. He's on this whole like. Respecting, which is calm, yeah? Respect until you get fucking...
Disrespected, yeah.
Right? And then hold it down. I'm not saying go there and help out niggas, but brother was like, he was like...
Yeah, dude, I'm sorry.
He was like, no, please.
Hey, maybe he'll have to get that part of his game going. Yeah, because if an Arsenal...
That's what I'm saying.
Manager, if a Liverpool lost their manager, if a City... I think he's in the shortlist for any of them big
he
jobs.
He needs to find some hot... But, like, I know Slot, yeah? Looks like a character from Dune, okay?
Yeah, like if you mess... I know, he's got that fear factor. Like, if you mess around, yo...
He'll get on you, fam. He'll smile, bears. the moment you cuss his mum, yeah?
Hair dryer.
He's on...
Man said, the moment you cuss his mum, why are you looking at me?
Boy, hey, I didn't do anything.
Strikers, boys. I think this might be another unanimous one.
Yeah,
he plays for Newcastle. He comes from Sweden.
Why'd you look at me like that?
Callum Wilson. Nasty footballer.
Isaac.
He's unanimous.
23 goals. He's stepping into that next realm now.
I actually think he just showed us the quality that we all knew that he had.
Think so?
Saying like, I don't think any of us here doubted that he was that good.
Didn't they pay big money for him as well? Didn't it? They paid like 80 mil for him, no?
Yeah, bro. When Newcastle signed him, I thought this.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I thought, okay, cool. And for seasons we saw it. We saw like bits of
glimpses. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's been consistent in that left wingish role. But I think with Gordon, you know, being there, and then Barnes as the deputy, so, yeah, okay. I think it's fantastic because now he's free to just fuck up niggas in the middle.
Bro, yeah. Also, he has one of the greatest celebrations I've seen in a long time.
Sorry?
He's the what?
He's one of the greatest celebrations I've seen in a long time. That, oh, hey, get rid of this guy. Hey,
that on TikTok is gay.
Bro, where?
The nonchalant thing.
When he did. Yeah, when he did
that,
I was like, oh,
that's
what days.
That good.
That was
Barrow's. It's that
confident
that it wasn't too...
Yeah, it was.
See,
stop doing PR, man.
He was saying...
Stop doing PR.
What a goal. Like, as he was like, yo.
Nah, it worked. It worked. I can read lips. He said, yo,
the
guy.
Camera angle was
like, yeah, that's what it was. Is that my man? That's what that was.
Breaking news, guys. That Tom Cleverley to Southampton chat, it hasn't actually been agreed, but I think he's been shortened to 2-1. So
who reported it?
He's just
Kizza.
It's like one of the mandem from work, innit? Isak, since he came into the league, he came in 2022-23 in January, scored 10 goals. The next season, 21 goals. This season, 23 goals.
Look. He's from South London.
Morris is okay. 6 assists as well this year as well.
Aaron Troyer.
His voice is, I can't lie, his voice. When I heard the way he was speaking, yeah, I said, nah. Bro.
Nah, he's from South, yeah.
Broski's from the end.
See my man on the roads.
If he's not from London, he's from South Stockholm.
Yeah,
it's South Stockholm.
He's from the bits, bro.
Whether it's here, he's
from South.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah, stepping into that next realm, man. What do you think about him next year? Inter Milan just went 1-0 up on Lazio. Last two games, they can seal the.
They're gonna win
the team. Serie A. It's between them and Napoli. But yeah,
do we think about next season?
Does Isak stay or does he go?
Honestly, I would like Arsenal to get him, but he's worth a lot of money.
I think he'll get priced out.
Yeah, as in you think Arsenal get priced out?
I think anyone will get priced out.
How can anyone get priced out?
Because I think Newcastle will say that they're going to want a stupid amount of money and everyone's going to be like, cool, we're all going to wait.
I know that Newcastle are in a better financial position now, but I do think that if they offered 80 mil, that they will have to get.
Nah, they paid 80 for him. It's like 120 minimum. 120 minimum.
80.
If they were to sell him, they have to sell him for 120. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, well, I think
they paid 80 for him. They get more than that for him.
They have to get more.
The number that was said in January was a 100 mil, right? And then obviously, but that was because they were in a bit of a financial
situation.
Hey, Arsenal been getting bumped. I've been hearing 150 chat.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm hearing 150.
Well, like what I'm saying, is there somebody that's gonna pay 150 euros or pounds?
Pounds. It's Arsenal.
That's a euro.
I think it's 120 for a conversation.
But you know what is? Crazy. I think that 150 price is we're not even looking to sell price or like don't want to come in the chat. Whereas I think next year it'll be like cool. He'll even be like, yo.
I think if we give them Gomez, Elliot. And then 80 mil.
Okay. I see what we're doing.
I think it could be a thing, you know.
NBA.
I'm saying,
take him.
First round pick, 27-28.
Bro, Black Mirror, put me in the game, fam. Let me go and control them, man, real quick. I'll get us a good deal.
Hear it, man.
I'm undefeated on career mode.
Hear it.
Eastside Cup top, everyone.
Yeah.
I think the eyes have it, man. That's been great, boys. I think a lot of us.
Decent team.
We've all had like very similar teams, but we've had our own little tweaks.
I can't like that centre back shout though, man. Nah, man.
I think that your team is disgraceful.
He just went to Real Madrid, by the way.
Having two players in there that play for Liverpool who have just won the league with ease, okay, and with games to spare. God, I want everybody. God, I want you. God, I want you. God, I want you. God, I want you. Everybody, okay?
Yeah.
And then all of that kid to give us two players. Disrespectful.
Disrespectful. I mean, I did say that if it was a most improved thing, you'd have about 5.
Man, say for that. Disrespectful, bro.
So the most improved, along with the two teams, that's like 7 stars out of 22.
But Arsenal have been most improved for 4 years, bro. Please, bro. Honestly.
Nah, it's phase 7, man. Relax.
It's phase 7. Yo,
you just make sure that you see your relegation.
Yeah, listen. Don't let me win a trophy.
Just stay over there.
Don't let me win a trophy because I'm going to come and ask. I'm going to come and talk to you, man, first.
I can't lie. You can win that trophy. It's mid, bro. Champions League teams don't even drop down into that team.
That's going to get mid. They can't even win it.
But when we done
they tried it 3 times, they failed.
We bucked Champions League teams. Who'd you buck?
Yeah, and you feel that as well. All you do is fail.
You bucked no one from Champions
League. Focus on phase 7.
Your tournament.
Focus on phase 7. Your tournament. Phase 7. bring back Captain America, bring back Iron
Focus
Man.
Focus on 40 points.
Right, it's endgame,
you
right?
You can't crack 40 points. Yeah, 40 you're points. Your disgrace, man. Is your disgrace. And you're
no, no trophies are disgraceful as well.
And you're here chatting.
Yeah,
man.
You ain't got another trophy yet.
No, from when we do, I'm going to see you.
You was here at the start of the episode going, oh, I think we're going to lose you. So you're not going to get no trophy, are you? You're a disgrace,
you,
man.
You ain't getting no trophy.
Do you know what's sick here? You guys are arguing that, yeah, and then they're wearing beef. Boy, just chilling in Bifa, fam.
Listen, shout out.
I won't lie to you. I'll be real, yeah.
The shots in Bifa.
Can I say this? You see, when Liverpool won the league, did anyone care? That's what someone want to say.
Loki,
everyone cared. The gorilla.
It was
yeah.
The gorilla.
About that gorilla, yeah.
And Arsenal every week.
You know, in like 5 years' time, yeah.
Here we go.
When,
yeah. By the way, the gorilla's going to
win.
The gorilla's going to win.
What's it, man? When you saw 8-1 shit, okay. Yeah. When they look back at who's won stuff, okay, do you think they're
going to talk about the gorilla?
They might talk about the gorilla. They might actually do that.
That's one. Okay,
they might actually do that.
Two. When we're celebrating and then taking and being now the most successful team in the UK, okay, do you think we care about who cares? We care, bro.
Like kids, okay. I've seen a video.
Would you pay to be in our position?
There was a gorilla.
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, but, yeah.
and he tapped the coconut twice like that, and the thing just shattered.
You know, I saw a better.
Bro,
meme.
We ain't got no chance.
I saw the first meme. It was
what,
like,
what, he tapped him with his knuckle.
he double tapped it twice like that.
And the coconut broke.
Like that.
Yeah,
bro. I saw this one meme right here on Twitter yesterday, and it spun me. So it basically said, would you rather be the first person to fight the gorilla? Or the last person in light of body blue?
Question. That's a great question, you know.
Which one?
Wait, Bonnie, first one in gorilla or last one in Bonnie Blue?
Bonnie, yeah. I'll still be alive. What are you talking about?
Yeah, bear condoms.
Wait, hold on. What are you talking about? Wait, I thought you were talking about the gorilla. You're talking about saying
no. This thing is
crazy. No, I'm saying, stuff for I'm saying, I saw
would
the
you,
meme.
Would you?
Wait. It really is a stuff.
Gorilla or the last man.
So why is it saying?
No, that's what I'm saying. The meme.
Last person to smash.
The gorilla.
No, just smash body blue.
That's what I'm saying. That's a stuff for the law. What's going on?
Smash the gorilla.
You die first.
No. No, you guys are spun my head, you know. Hold on. Trust me, I don't know what the question is.
Say yes or no.
I prefer not to speak.
Okay,
he's pleading the fifth, man.
Sometimes I plead the fifth.
Last thing to end, because yes, we do have the Europa League final this Wednesday to look forward to.
We'll lie
obviously, yeah, that. But who would you, and I want to hear it from you three, obviously I know who you would rather win. Jengi and Huss and myself? It's Tottenham dark. Or Man United?
I'll go first. Match abandoned.
Somehow they can both lose and be relegated like to the Conference League.
Yeah, we don't.
Unbelievable.
I think the Arsene Wenger should walk in the middle of the pitch, okay, and say, no. Everybody, refund.
You're not going to play this match?
I think it's, honestly, bro, Tottenham can win 10-0. Man United can win 11-0. It doesn't fucking matter. Do you know what? I might not even watch it. You know what? I'm not going to watch it. Honestly.
You actually not watching it?
You saying we're going gym?
Why am I watching?
Are we going gym
17
Wednesday
night? 17th
and 16th. Let's do it. We're going gym Wednesday night. Yeah, calisthenics. Bare pull-ups and that.
Why am I doing it? Why am I watching 16th and 17th and play for a European fucking title? This is disrespectful, bro.
You get me?
That is such ass.
I'm just going to watch it just to be a just fan of football.
It gives people in the media ammo to say, oh well, all these leagues aren't really that great if we got 16th and 17th. And
that's actually wild. It gives people ammo to
if Man United or Tottenham do win though, yeah, they have had a better season than Arsenal. It's crazy.
You think so?
Yeah, because they went out to go win a title. Do you get me? If the same way, okay, you're bigging up Palace, yeah, okay, to doing the fucking
FA Cup.
That's their first trophy in history, yeah. Tottenham ain't won shit in time. Yeah, in time. We battled them for that. If you said Tottenham at the start of the season, you're going to be 17th, yeah?
and you're going to lose 21 games in the league.
You lose 21 games, but you'll become European champions, right? You win a trophy. They'll take it in a heartbeat, fam.
Nah, for real.
They'll take it in a heartbeat.
Their standards
right?
are different.
That's their mission done, Zeno. And then they're in champs. Don't forget, they'll go to
the Champions League.
That's the main thing,
right? Backdoor team.
So,
crazy.
Arguably, whoever wins this has the same and better accomplishment than
Arsenal. Just no.
Because technically, all you got to say, right, is be fucking second, barely by the way, right? And then...
Get champs.
Get fucking champs. That's your trophy this year. If they win a trophy, a European title...
And get champs.
It's
the same thing, but
maths is maths.
It's just Jengi. It's the same thing.
You man can do literature. Maths is maths.
It's the same thing, but it's the same, but we can do this.
They've been depressed for 9 months and 3 weeks.
Come!
Just because they had a better end doesn't mean I had a better season.
Oh, a lot of girls will tell you. That's
not about how it starts, but how it ends. Yeah.
Listen, if you want to get technical to that, then you're going to have to listen to the After Hours episode of the Bench just podcast. Yeah. That we're gonna
where Jingy answers. Will it be first in line?
But as of episode 162, I've been Charles. We've had Kizza, Hussam, Jengi, and T inside the building. Coming together with the production, giving this to you. It's going to be on all the DSPs, people. It's going to be on Spotify. Yeah. What's the other one?
Apple Music.
You understand?
All them things Apple Podcast.
There. Apple Podcast. Thank you very much. Bench Pod UK on all the socials as well. We're talking Twitter. We're talking TikTok. We're talking Instagram as well. Follow us for all the livest and latest updates on there. Peoples, we are over and out. Oh, actually, Sinners. What? I watched Sinners the other day.
You finally watched it, yeah?
It's cold. I was late to the party. It's cold.
Hey, wait. Who did you watch with, though?
And I went by myself.
Good man. Okay.
I actually went by myself.
Good man. No distraction.
Just making sure.
Who did you go with?
He took a white woman.
Get out. Oh, education.
Blasphemy.
Blasphemy.
No.
Stuff.
I just,
come on, man. You know already, man.
I just want to say clearly and cleanly, if you don't like Sinners, you're racist. How about this? Wallahi racist.
Have you seen Legend?
With
the Tom Hardy thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so who is better at doing the two character thing, Tom Hardy or Michael B. Jordan?
I might need to watch Legend.
Michael B.
I will say that.
But the only reason why Tom Holland, might win is because he had more to do.
Yes,
he had way more to do. Like Hardy had a longer script, like a way longer script.
And they're completely polar opposite characters as well.
So in theory, Hardy's the easy answer. Whereas I think the differences of Stack and Smoke
were outstanding. Because Stack and Smoke are similar but different, so he has to play in such a way where the differences are so subtle that you can tell them apart.
Facts.
Whereas one guy's a nutter and one guy's not. That was basically it.
I hear it.
Yeah.
That's been the bench credit scene.
The manager has spoken.
Trust me, episode 162, people, Bench Podcast. We over and we out.
Benched, a 14HQ original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.